You remember this line from last year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to going against them again.
Yeah, they're a very good defense front. Good defense overall. They had great personnel. This will be our toughest challenge yet, I think.
Really? Toughest?
Yeah.
No, Denver?
I'd say it's right up there with Denver. I'm not going to sit here and pick who's better. They got great personnel. I think really it's just about manning up this week and blocking your man in front of you.
Donald's pretty special.
Yeah, he's got similarities to Sue. He's physical. He's good get off the ball. He's not the biggest guy, but, he's strong and makes up with his speed.
Is it hard to go against a team that seems like it's fairly deep? I mean, they got players that seems like just better.
Yeah, I mean, they got first-round talent all around the defense, second-round talent. So, but really, it doesn't put us away from our game. We're going to listen to what the coaches are doing game plan-wise and just execute it. And we're at home, so that's the most important thing.
What makes you guys such a good home team? I think, what is it, 7 games in a row you've won at home?
I mean, you're just comfortable with the surroundings. We have to use our snap count. Defense, gets a little off balance, getting off the ball. So just being able to communicate better at home and just hear each other make calls. So I think that's what makes everything easier at home.
So it should be no problem then.
yeah, you feel a cakewalk, right? No. It's going to be a tough game. It's an NFC opponent. They're 4-3. They're much improved. So it's going to be a fun one to play.
Do you want to size up the playoff standings, or is it too early? I mean, do you look at 5-2, 4-3?
No, it's way, way too early. There's a lot of football left. I mean, we're only halfway through. So still got a lot to prove, and we haven't beaten a winning team in a while. So, we got to – it's a focal point, too.
Is that something that Zimmer stressed?
It's something he mentioned in meetings, but really it's just another game for us, and we, it's important for us. Go to 6-2, it'd be huge.
How do you feel the transition has been going for you over to the left side?
It's been up and down. Struggled a little bit. I know I haven't played my best. So for me, it's just coming to work and improving every day and just listening to what Coach Davison's teaching me. So really just getting back to the basics and fundamentals of what I've been taught since I got here.
What exactly isn't going right?
Really just balancing my stance and stuff like that. Just the little things I just need to get back to. I have confidence in what I'm doing, but I just need to do a lot better. I'll just tell you that.
Do you look at momentum from a position group standpoint? Do you guys see, okay, we've had a couple good games, we're feeling a little bit better?
Yeah.
Can that get overstated?
I mean, really, every game's different. We just really have the mindset of just getting better each week. I think really it's about starting fast. I think we've started a little slow these past couple games. So really just start off fast, get going against these guys. It's going to be important because they're really good defense. And, they have a good offense too. So they're going to try to grind the ball just like we are going to try to grind the ball against them. So it's going to be a fun game.
You guys talk about communication amongst the line a lot. How much does Teddy factor into that? How much are you communicating with him on it?
Yeah, I mean, we protections and stuff like that. I mean, it's really goes both ways. It's whoever sees what. We got a good group of guys that know the game of football pretty well. So as long as we're on the same page, I mean, we play well. And that's what playing at home helps you communicate better.
How encouraging was it last week to have so many positive games for Adrian, where it wasn't just the 1-1 and 6?
Yeah. I mean, that's Viking football. It's really just run the ball and make a big explosive play. Like Adrian can turn a little crease into a 70-yard run. So that's just the way, he's a special player, and not many guys can do that around the league.